Check, check.
Ne fatovu manai shevet achim gam yachad ine matovu manai shevet achim gam yachad. Tachim gam yachad, hinei mato. Shevetachim gam yachad. Choose your part. Hinei mato. Shevetachim gam yachad. Shevetachim gam yachad, hine ma tov umanayim. Shevetachim gam yachad, hine ma tov umanayim. Shevetachim gam yachad. Keep singing, hine ma tov.
Take a moment, close your eyes. Breathe in Shabbat. Think of something beautiful you saw this week or smelled. Tasted, or someone you hugged, and let it out. Take a slightly bigger breath, roll your shoulders back, sit up in your chair. Think of one way in which someone helped you this past week, and let it out. With your third and biggest breath, picture the faces of all the people you know and love and who love you back, and breathe them in and let them out. Hine matovu manayim shevet achim gam yachad. Hine matovu manayim shevet achim gam yachad. Reach out to the person sitting to your left and to your right, maybe in front and behind you. Wish them a Shabbat Shalom. Tell them, if you haven't yet, how much you appreciate getting to spend this moment with them. Give them a squeeze. Last time, hine matovu manayim shevet achim gam yachad. Just whisper now, hine matovu manayim shevet achim gam yachad.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
We welcome so many people tonight. We welcome our sensational second graders. We have a bunch of them. Raise your hand if you're a second grader. No, Mike. Excellent. Excellent. So we will be hearing from you guys a little bit later. We welcome Sheldon Lowe for bringing us more beautiful music for our Shabbat, our special Shabbat. This is Teacher Appreciation Shabbat because we are so grateful for our TBS teachers who give of their time and their love and their talents and their passion for Jewish learning in order to raise up another generation of Jews who is engaged in Jewish life and knowledgeable and who are able to be fully participating Jewish adults. And we are so grateful to our teachers for that. We'll be calling them up later. Thank you to all of you. And one product of those amazing TBS teachers is sitting in our front row. It's Katie Clement with your entourage, your large entourage, with your parents and grandparents and, oh, who knows, cousins, uncles, third cousins. But welcome, welcome. I hear there's going to be also even more of you tomorrow. So that is great. They're all here because they love you. And as we love you, I don't know who loves you more. I guess they love you more. But we love you quite a lot because Katie is an amazing student and so dedicated and always with a smile on her face. And it is a pleasure to have you become Bat Mitzvah here tomorrow morning. So to you too. There are people here who are here to celebrate the joy of Shabbat, to remember a loved one, to pray for someone who is ill, to sing and sing along with Sheldon Lowe. So whatever brings you here this evening, we are very glad that you're here.
Amen.
And we will continue as we welcome Shabbat with Lahadodi. Page 4.
In case it's been a while since we have worshipped together, I'll just remind you that by entering this space, a service being led by me, you all are required, regardless of how you perceive your ability to sing or your knowledge of the words or the melodies, to burst forth with gusto, as per usual in these walls, okay? You can also clap if that's as much as you can give tonight. Chatodi likat kala b'nei Shabbat likabelah. Chatodi likat kala b'nei Shabbat likabelah. Likat Shabbat lechom b'melcha ki mekor ha'bracha be'rosh mikedem. Chatodi likat kala b'nei Shabbat likabelah. Chatodi likat kala b'nei Shabbat likabelah. Hitoreri, hitoreri, kiva orech kumi uri, uri. Chatodi likat kala b'nei Shabbat likabelah. Chatodi likat kala b'nei Shabbat likabelah. Boi v'shalom ateret bala gam b'simcha. Chatodi likat kala b'nei Shabbat likabelah. Chatodi likat kala b'nei Shabbat likabelah. Chatodi
We welcome Shabbat by lighting our Shabbat candles on page 6, and we welcome up to kindle the lights for our congregation, Katie and her grandmothers. You'll be reading the English and Hebrew on page 6.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candle and the wine and taking the time to get and bake our challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community. We will come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Vetzivanu lehadlik ner, lehadlik ner shel Shabbat.
We get ready for the first main part of our service, that we're all ready to pray with our prayer, the Baruch Hu, page 8. For those who are able, please rise.
Yai la 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 la. Yai la 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 la. Yai la 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 la. Yai la 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 la. Yai la 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 la. Yai la la la. Adonai HaMevorach Baruch Adonai HaMevorach HaMevorach Le'olam Va'em
on page 8 together. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You form morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink,
and the fresh air that I breathe.
You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank and praise you, God. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam,
asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim.
Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who brings on the evening. Page 10, we continue. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words. We wrote down what we heard in our Torah.
Love God with all your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind.
Give tzedakah and help those who need. Keep Shabbat, honor parents and teachers, learn and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Together on page 13. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. And now we move from thinking of our ancestors in the Torah to thinking about freedom for the world and all people with our song, Micha Mocha.
Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai, Micha Mocha Ne'edar Ba'kodesh. Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai, Micha Mocha Ne'edar Ba'kodesh. Nora Tehilot Osefele, Michamocha Ba'elim Adonai, Michamocha Ne'edar Ba'kodesh. Michamocha Ba'elim Adonai, Michamocha Ne'edar Ba'kodesh. Nora Tehilot Osefele. Now I'd like to invite you, even though it's a little unorthodox, to please rise and march as we sing these very words that our ancestors sang and marched many thousands of years ago in the story that we just celebrated a couple weeks ago now. And if you're thinking, oh man, we just sat down, I will tell you that over Thanksgiving, I went to church at First Corinthian Baptist Church in Harlem, where I live. They don't sit down even once during the service, okay? Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai, Micha Mocha Ne'edar Ba'kodesh. Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai, Micha Mocha Ne'edar Ba'kodesh. Nora Tehilot Osefele Malchut Echara Uva.
Panecha, Bokei Hayam, Livnei Moshe Miriam. Mi chamocha ba'elimad nai, mi kamocha ne'etar ba'kodesh. Mi chamocha ba'elimad nai, mi kamocha ne'etar ba'kodesh. Did you guys get lost in the desert?
Please be seated. So for those of you that are guests, Vishamru at TBS is unlike Vishamru at most other synagogues. When we hear the word et, which is just a connecting word in the course, Vishamru et HaShabbat, you'll see that people may stand up, people may change places, some of the second graders may walk, not run, and come and stand and change places on the bima, or some of the older kids, and we bring the prayer to life.
Shamayim ve'et ha'aretz v'shamru b'nei Yisrael le'et ha'shabbat la'sot et ha'shabbat le'dorot ha'berit olam u'vayom ha'shvi'i shafat v'inafash shafat v'inafash shafat v'inafash.
When we look in the dictionary for instigate, you'll find me right there. We continue with the tefillah, our own personal thoughts and connection with God. Page 16, for those who are able, please rise.
Yai nai 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 nai.
Tehillatecha.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avotenu ve'Imotenu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, ve'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, ve'Elohei Leah, Ha'el HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanara, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Vikone Hako, Vizoker Haste Avot Vimahot, Ume Vig Ula Livne Venehem, Lamaan Shemo Biahava, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magain Abraham Vezrat Sarah. Responsively on page 18. We have come together to pray.
Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments.
When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere, at any time, but this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God.
This place,
our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repair our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot. Melo kol ha'aretz kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. Please be seated. We pause for a few moments for our own thoughts and our own prayers. We continue with Oseh Shalom.
Oseh Shalom b'romam, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu. Oseh Shalom b'romam, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu. Oseh shalom b'mamav, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu. Ya'aseh shalom, ya'aseh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al Yisrael.
We pause now to think of our dear ones who are ill. We take a moment and we picture each person for whom we pray for healing in our minds, and we hold them in our hearts. We continue with Misha Berach on page 24.
Portable mics that are made for men because they're made to hook onto your belt buckle, which I never have. So I've made it into a microphone necklace. Okay, that's better.
Is this part of the sermon?
A little
or?
Tangled. It's sort of a side note. I tend to do that a lot. Whoops. So this is a musical sermon. So just to give you a heads up on that. And it's a story about a family. So Danny, I may have to even their floor out.
Here we go.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, there we go. Danny liked reclining, I like Passover. Okay, so it was almost Danny's birthday because Danny had a May birthday. Does anyone else here have a May birthday? All right, well, we're going to be seeing you later. Wow, a lot of May birthdays. Okay, so he, for his birthday that almost was, something came in the mail. Whoops, where's it? Oh, there we go. Danny, mail call. What is it? What is it? What is it? It was a package from Grandma. It was a gigantic stuffed Torah. It was twice as big as him. Woo! But he was very strong, so he could still carry it. So, whoops. So, his parents said, I only have so many hands here. Okay. Danny, that's great. What do you know about the Torah? I bet your big brother could help. He's been going to Sunday school for a long time. Where's brother? Oh, here he is. Well, oh, Moishi, what do you remember about the Torah? Well, what do you think kids do when their parents ask them a question and they really don't feel like answering? You ever do that? That's what Moishi did. Oh, come on, Moishi, you must know something about the Torah. Well, Moishi was just not interested in this conversation, so he just laid down over there. So, Danny said, I think I know something about the Torah. I know when we take the Torah, I have to unmute this,
When we take the Torah out of the, well, I forget what it's called, but the Torah lives in a special place in a synagogue. It's like a little closet. What's it called? I don't quite remember.
The Ark?
That's right! It's the Ark! Very good. Thank you, little girl, who I don't know who's in my house. Yeah, it's an Ark. And you know what? Sometimes, actually, when we take the Torah out of the Ark, before we read the Torah, I know what we do. I bet there's someone here who knows what you do with the Torah before you read it. What do you do with it when you take it out of the Ark?
You say a blessing.
You do? And then what do you do? What do you do with your body before you, when you take it out of the Ark? Then what do?
You turn, you dance.
Oh, you walk around.
Yeah.
You walk around.
You do. That's amazing. I love putting people on the spot who are having bat mitzvahs in 12 hours. It's really fun. Yes, we walk around with it. And you know what? Sometimes on a special holiday called Simchat Torah, we dance with the Torah. And because this is a musical sermon, suddenly everyone broke out in song. And so as we sing Torah Li, which means my Torah, like Danny has a Torah, do you second graders want to pretend you're dancing with a Torah? You can dance around here. No? Well,
I want
you
them
can.
To sing. They know this song.
Oh, you know it.
Second graders, would you come stand
oh,
up
my
on
gosh.
The right here?
We're going to dance with the Torah.
Show your beautiful faces to your friends and family in the congregation. We're going to sing this song. It's called Torah Li. And when you catch on, as you will very quickly, please join us. Ready? Here, do me a favor. Everyone stand shoulder to shoulder. No one in front, no one behind. Come scooch over a little bit so we can. Everyone scooch towards me. And there's like all this free space. I don't bite hard. So you can. Ready? I don't bite. Don't worry. I don't bite. He goes, you don't bite. Ready? Torah li, Torah li, Torah sheli. Again. Torah li, Torah li, Torah sheli. Torah, Torah sheli. It's in your handouts. Dance with the Torah. Same melody. Dance with the Torah and sing out a song. Dance with the Torah and sing all day long. Shelly, Torah li, Torah li, Torah Shelly, Torah, Torah Shelly. See, I don't bite. High five.
Fun. So, second graders, you can sit down once more until the next song, which is coming up. Well, that was great. What else do we know about the Torah? I know something else from religious school. I know that the Torah is written by hand. The Torah scroll is written by hand, and it's not written in English. It's written in another language. I'm not sure I remember. But here's this boy sitting in my living room. Do you know?
Hebrew.
Oh my gosh, that's right! It is Hebrew now! I remember! Look how smart these children are who are hanging out in my house. I'll keep them for my homework. So, well, at this point, Moshe, first they asked him some more about the Torah, and he didn't feel like talking, so what'd he do? Yeah. But you know what? He saw how much fun they were having, and he decided maybe he would chime in also. And he said, well,
Danny, I know some things about the Torah.
What do you know, Moishi?
Well, I know that there's stories in the Torah. There's stories about people like Abraham and Sarah and Moses and Miriam. And I know we learn really good Jewish values in the Torah. And I know there's these special things that are really holy that we have to do. They're called... there are prayers in there. What are the special things that we do? Yes, we do mitzvot. Another way to say that is mitzvahs. We do mitzvahs. Oh, there's so many good things. Well, children, how do you know so much about the Torah? It's amazing. You know so many things. Where did you learn these things? From our teachers. Yeah, they learned from their teachers. Well, and I see my teacher at services, and I'm excited to go to services too. I see my teacher talking about how she does the Jewish holidays. So I'm excited to celebrate Jewish holidays too. I see my teacher singing and sometimes dancing in music. You know who you are. And that makes me excited. I want to sing and dance in music because my teacher talked about a mitzvah, about doing a mitzvah during the week. Did you guys ever talk about doing a mitzvah? Yeah. I think you definitely did. Yes. Well, you know what, kids? I learned a lot from my teachers too, way back when I was in religious school. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And you know what? There's a song about how we learn from watching our teachers. She will tell you, that this song talks about a Rebbe, which is Yiddish for rabbi. But a rabbi means teacher. So a Rebbe could be your rabbi, could be your Sunday school teacher, all important people. And Sheldon's going to lead us in a song. I think you guys can come
second
up and
grade.
Sing
come
along.
All you have to do is repeat after me, and the second grade will help you. That's exactly right. This song says that when the rabbi did these various things, the chassidim, his followers or her followers, would do exactly as the rabbi to try and emulate. In some cases, try to do it even more extreme than the rabbi would do it. As the Rebbe singt, as the Rebbe singt, sing, as the Rebbe singt. Singing al chassidim, singing al chassidim again, singing al chassidim, singing al chassidim, ya la 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 la,
ya la 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 la,
ya la 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 la. Singing Ale Chassidim, ya la 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 la,
la la la,
ya la 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 la. Singing Ale Chassidim, und als der Rebbe tanzt,
und als der Rebbe tanzt,
tanzen Ale Chassidim, tanzen. Chassidim, tanzen alle Chassidim, tanzen alle Chassidim, sing ya la 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 la, tanzen alle Chassidim, ya la 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 la. Rebbe faint. Veinen alle Chassidim. Veinen alle Chassidim. Say hoi, oi, 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 oi. Say, oi, 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 Lachen alle Chassidim, lachen alle Chassidim. Lachen alle Chassidim. Lachen alle Chassidim az drebe schlafen alle Chassidim schlafen alle Chassidim schlafen alle Chassidim say Schlafen alle Chassidim.
Thank you, second graders. The modern teacher, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, taught. To guide a student into the promised land, the teacher must have been there himself. When asking himself, do I stand for what I teach? Do I believe what I say? He must be able to answer yes. What we need more than anything else is not textbooks, but text people. It is the personality of the teacher, which is the text that the students read, the text that they will never forget. The teacher is a link in the chain of tradition. She is the link between past and present, yet she's also the creator of the future of our people. She must teach the students to evaluate the past to make their future clear. And that is what our amazing TBS teachers do. We are so grateful that they bring themselves, their own personal love of Judaism, the ways that they connect Jewishly, and they are the text people for our children. We are very, very blessed. And their names are on the insert in your service folder. I'd like to call forward before the Ark, Paula McGurdy, Matthew Reisman, Sharon Kaufman, Bonnie Cowdery, Amy Epstein, Susan Saul, come on up, Steve Kronthal, Jan Rosemarin, Alan Berkowitz, Rebecca Copeland, Ron Schmall, Frank Cohn, Jack Schreibman, Rachel Schreiman, Stephanie Leung, Emily Groth, come on up in front of the Ark. Tammy Stein, Emily Eichel, Alex Eichel, Sharon Drasnin, Frank Cohn, because he teaches again, is somewhere up here. And I also want to acknowledge Deborah Koblenz, who is our long, long, long time B'nai Mitzvah tutor, and I keep waiting excitedly when we reach student 1,000 that she has done, which I think will be in our current third grade. Someone in our current third grade, I think, will be bar or bat mitzvah number 1,000 for Deb Cohen. Yeah.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmarecha. May you be blessed with the knowledge that you have done such a great service to the Jewish people by bringing the new generation into Judaism with love and joy and enthusiasm and excitement and love for our Jewish tradition. For all these things, your efforts, your sacred holy work will live on for many, many years to come. We thank you very much, and may the blessing you receive take you into next year, where we are so happy to welcome everyone back, almost everyone back, into our midst. And I want to give a special thank you to Sharon Kaufman. This is her final year with us, but she has, I know, it's very sad. Sharon has touched many, many people of all ages at this congregation by being a first grade teacher, a fourth grade teacher, a youth group director for the last 5 years. And we wish her well at her new position in Michigan as program director and are thankful for all the ways that you brought Judaism and Jewish joy to our children. So thank you to all of you. Mazel tov, Shabbat shalom. And we continue with Aleinu as we welcome up the grandfathers to open the Ark doors. And I had the wrong page. We continue on page 25. Please rise.
Aleinu leshabeach ladon hakol, latet gedula leotzer breshit, shelo asanu kegoye haratzot, velo samanu kemishbechot adama, shelo sam chelkenu kahem, vegor aleinu kechol hamonam, va'anachnu korim, ומשתחווים ומודים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא ונאמר והיה אדוני למלך על כל הארץ ביום ההוא, ביום ההוא, יהיה אדוני אחד, ושמו אחד.
This past week was Yom HaShoah. Many of you have perhaps have lit the yellow candle that Brotherhood sent out in memory of the 6 million people murdered simply because they were Jews. We remember them at this time of year especially. We always, it's a TBS custom to have on our bima for this commemoration, yellow, 6 yellow tulips. And yellow was an unfortunate color during the war, during the Holocaust. It was the color of the benches that Jews needed to sit on. It was color of the stars that Jews needed to wear. And we turn this color around to say, we are here, we are alive, we are thriving, we are passing our Jewish heritage down to another generation.
We think of all of them as we continue on page 26 with the reading. We all stand together to remember those whom we have loved and lost, to remember those whose lives were taken because of who they were or what they believed, to remember those who perished in the Holocaust or by acts of terrorism, to remember those who died in service of our country or of our people, to remember those who have left no one to say Kaddish, to remember all their lives and the blessings they brought to the world. We all stand together. You may be seated as I read the names of those who we remember on this Shabbat. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our members: Betty Davison, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for Marion Silton, aunt of Andrew Glicklin, Florence Sykowitz, grandmother of Megan Erb, Sandy Keith, beloved member of TBS, wife of John Flanagan, Phyllis Schreiman, mother of Dave Schreiman, Judy Sonnet, aunt of Jeff Sands, Florence Johnson, friend of the Alter family, and Lori Kay, victim of the shooting in Poway, California. And on this week, we remember the anniversary of death of our beloved member, Gert Gershowitz, mother of Lynn Sprung. And we remember the yard sites this week of Abe Extract, Jerome Sprung, Yetta Malowitz, Anna Mahler, Samuel Strassfield, Lori Buckheim, Deborah Kleinman, Hannah Rosenberg, Arthur Samuels, Sarah Mazur, Elaine Sinowski, Laura Eldridge, Ilya Kodesh, Lawrence Leckert, Sarah Ehrlich, Samuel Klein, Harold Collins, Chris Kultheis, Sally Friedman, Brendan Lauderdale, Eva Shavit, Sylvia Swab, Charles Chamberlain, Bernard Deutsch, Addie Klimple, Evelyn Klimple, Herman Renz, Lois Schomer. We honor all of their memories as we rise for Kaddish, page 28. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei Rabbah, v'alma divrach erutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chaye d'chol Beit Yisrael, v'agala v'izman kari v'imru, amen. Yehe shmei Rabbah mivarach la'alam olmei almaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, v'yitadar v'yitalev v'yitalal shmei d'kudsha berichu, le'ela min kol berchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'yemru amen. Yehe shlama Rabbah min shamaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'yemru amen. O se shalom b'mromav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'yemru amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru. we move from this very sad moment of memory for us and for all the Jewish people to a time of joy and hope, because we have another amazing young woman coming into Jewish spiritual adulthood tomorrow morning, and this gives all of us a wonderful sense of hope for the future. Katie Clement is a woman of many gifts and talents and interests, from the dramatic arts to Jewish history to saxophone to taekwondo. What can't Katie do? We haven't found it yet. It is such a pleasure to have her in my seventh grade Hebrew class. Katie keeps plugging away no matter what with that radiant smile on her face. What a talent to have. If all of us could just keep going with a smile on our face, what an amazing world this would be. We know she will have such a beautiful service tomorrow morning, and everyone will be just cheering her on, knowing it is just another step forward in an incredible life. So we welcome to the Bima Katie Clement and her wonderful parents, who are kind of like classy backup prayer singers. So this may be the sharpest crowd we've had up here for a bar bat mitzvah kiddush. I don't know. So kiddush can be found on page something, on page 29.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal signs of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Pri HaGafen.
Amen.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Gdishanu B'mitzvotav Ritzavanu, V'Shabbat Kodshav B'Ahava U'Ratzon Hinchilanu, Zikron L'Maaseh V'Reishit, Ki Hu Yom Techilah L'Mikra E'Kodesh, Zecher L'Tziat Mitzrayim.
Ki banu v'charta v'otanu kidashta mikol ha'amim. V'shabbat kodshecha bi'ahava u'v'ratzon hinchaltanu. Baruch atah Adonai Mekadesh HaShabbat. Amen. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Amen.
You may be seated.
And now we continue with our birthday blessings for anybody in religious school who has a birthday this month in May. So if you are a May birthday, come on up now. Stand under the chuppah. Yes.
So this is a month where Katie gets to double dip, as we call it. So she's comes up for the kids' blessings now, and you can come up for the adult blessings in a couple of weeks. Bring home the TBS swag.
And come on under. Okay, I'm going to ask you to say your name and how old you're going to be on your birthday.
My name is Rachel, and my birthday is May 26th. I'm going to be 8. My name is Eliza, and my My birthday is May 9th, and I'm going to turn 6.
My name is Caitlin. My birthday is May 29th, and I'm going to turn 8.
My name's Katie. My birthday is May 6th, and I'll be turning 13.
My name is Allie, and I will be turning 11 on May 23rd.
My name is Paige, and I'll be turning 11 on May 23rd.
Great. So we offer you this blessing. Stand underneath, Paige. Eternal God, as you have blessed our mothers and our fathers, Abraham and Sarah, Rebecca and Isaac, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, bless our friends who are celebrating birthdays this month. May they love all of the things they do. May they love their sports and their activities, and may they always be healthy. May they have a lot of hugs with their families, and may they have very, very good friends. May they feel great about the new things that they learn in school. And eternal God, may they be blessed with caring for other people and doing kind things in the world, and with love of their families and all who know them. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, may God bless you and keep you. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha v'yichunecha, may God's light shine upon you and may God be gracious to you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom, may God lift you up and give you shalom. Amen. Happy birthday. And follow Sheldon, and we are going to sing
Kaddish Rabbanan. Shechianu.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Third time's a charm. But now you know how I sing happy birthday. So cha-cha-cha with me. Happy birthday to you. Cha-cha-cha. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to those born in May. Happy birthday to you.
Shabbat Shalom. I'm David Myers, third vice president of TBS. I'd like to welcome everyone to our Shabbat service, especially our second graders and our religious school teachers. And I'd just like to point out that on the night we're celebrating our religious school, and the announcements took some serious homework, Neil Sidon is playing hooky tonight. I'd like to thank everyone who made this service possible, Rabbi Crystal, Rabbi Rappaport, our ushers, our greeters, and our Oneg helpers and our security team, and of course, all of our guests and members who came out tonight. Welcome back, Sheldon. Thank you for helping us celebrate tonight and pray tonight with your music and your spirit. We love when you come back to your home away from home. Katie, welcome to the front row. We're all very excited for you. We know you're going to have a great time this week, and you're going to do a fantastic job. Mazel tov to you and your entire family. As always, there are a ton of events going on, but I'm only going to highlight a few of them. So please read your weekly email and look at the calendar. But here are a couple. Tomorrow evening, come back to TBS for Movie and the Pizza with the Life program. The featured movie is The Invisibles, the story of four Jews who hid in Berlin and became invisible to survive the war. Ruth Arndt, one of the four survivors portrayed and interviewed in the movie, is a cousin of our own Ruth Cohn. Following the movie, Ruth and Frank Cohn will lead a discussion. On Sunday, Rabbi Rappaport talked about doing mitzvot. Sunday is mitzvah day. So please come in the morning and help support our mitzvah opportunities and give some blood. The blood mobile will be here from 8:15 to 12:15. To give blood, you have to be 16 years or older, weigh more than 110 pounds, and be healthy. Next week, come back for Shabbat for Yom HaAtzmaut, Israeli Independence Day Shabbat, when we'll also be celebrating our post-con graduation. That's it for tonight. My family and I wish you a great Shabbat and a happy and healthy weekend.
So before we bless our teachers with Kaddish de Rabbanan, which can be found in your service folders, I just have to say, Rabbi, I got the lowdown, I got the skinny beforehand on David and Jeffrey's outfits. They're not backup singers. They're stormtroopers, because Katie's bat mitzvah is on May the 4th.
Yes. We will be...
very aware of that tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Please join me in honoring our teachers, our rebbes.
For our teachers and their students and the students of the students, we ask for peace and loving kindness, and let us say amen. And for those who study all they need, and let us say amen. We ask for peace and loving kindness, and let us say amen. We ask for peace and loving kindness, and let us say
able, please rise for the benediction. Our sages offer these words of wisdom. Get a friend for yourself. It's wonderful to see in our second grade how good friends they are with each other. Get for yourself a teacher and judge every person with love. We all bring friendship and learning and love into our world. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat.